Joining me on this edition of Our Town, I've got three guests in the studio with me. I've got Marina Lewis, who is the new shelter manager over at the Oregon Coast Humane Society. Bob Murray is the new executive director. And we have returning with us board president, Shauna Roberts. Good day, everybody.
Hi, George.
Thank you.
So I'm excited because we've kind of waited a while, Shauna, haven't we, to get these positions filled. And how's the excitement so far?
We are so excited. These two people have been an answer to all of our prayers, and we have been praying hard to find them.
Okay, so let's delve into the backgrounds. Let's start with Marina. Since you came on board first, you were here a little bit before Bob was. Now, you're from Texas.
I'm actually a Colorado native.
Oh, you're Colorado native.
Yeah, I moved here from Dallas, Texas.
Okay. And Dallas was just getting too busy for you?
It was too hot.
Too hot?
Yeah.
I can understand. So what did you do in Dallas?
In Dallas, I was the assistant director of Second Chance SPCA, which is a small no-kill in Plano. It's north of Dallas.
Right.
Yeah.
And how long did you do that for?
I worked there from pretty much the time I moved there to the time I moved here. So almost exactly a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you come from Colorado before that?
Yeah.
And did you do similar work in Colorado?
Yeah. For the last couple of years of my life, I've been doing animal welfare and veterinary work. So I've worked for both emergency and high-volume, low-cost veterinary clinics. And I've also worked for another shelter called Max Fund in Denver, Colorado.
Well, so you've got kind of a varied background there that can actually, be used in that in the facility. That
absolutely,
you're
working in. Yeah. I've found that my veterinary history is extremely helpful in the animal welfare world, even as a manager.
So what brought you to that? Just a love of animals, or was it?
I mean, yeah, I've always been since I was a little girl the person who loved animals. I had all the toy horses, and that sort of thing. I was one of those kids who was like, I'm going to be a veterinarian when I grow up. But after I worked alongside veterinarians, I realized that I'd much rather just help from a different position because veterinarians have a really tough job. So,
yeah. My sister's a veterinarian. She went to Kansas State, and I used to help her in northern Arizona. Mm-hmm. She worked for the Navajo Community College up there, and I would help her during surgeries and spay and neutering and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah, I don't think I could do this for a living.
It's definitely really challenging. I mean, veterinarians have one of the most emotionally challenging jobs in the whole world.
That's what I was saying, because it's about the heart, And if you love animals, that time when you have to say goodbye to an animal, that's just painful when you're the owner.
That happens every single day for a veterinarian. And I was there, assisting veterinarians through end-of-life care and also through emergency care, where sometimes it didn't turn out so well. And, also just the basic, routine wellness and then orthopedic surgeries, that sort of thing. So, but I really felt like my calling was in shelter work because I went from shelter to veterinary back to shelter, and I'm just happiest here. So
what were some of the first things you noticed when you came in here?
Into Florence or
into the Oregon Coast Humane Society?
Well, the first thing that really struck me was how dedicated the staff was. I mean, these people have just thrown their hearts and souls into this job. Every single one of them is a key player in the organization. And honestly, I was pretty skeptical about taking the position until I met those people. They just are such hard workers and they're so resilient. They have such a passion for animals that they just, make my job that much easier.
That's pretty cool. Well said.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. And I'm sure they appreciate those kudos as well.
Yeah, they seem to be happy that I'm there, very receptive to the ideas that I have and just ready for a change because they're exhausted. So I'm there to help.
Help provide some relief.
Exactly.
That's good. Bob Murray, let's get to you now. What's your background?
I started in the field in 1972. And that was actually at the New England Primate Center.
Well, I was going to say New England up in that central. I recognize the accent little bit. Yeah.
And they say that if you've gone through your first 15 to 20 years in a place that you have an accent, you don't lose it. Yeah. And apparently I haven't. Yeah. I don't notice it, but my wife says when I get mad, it comes out. But I started there in 72, and I was there for about 3 years and joined the Army. And the Army sent me to actually a research center. And it was called Letterman Army Institute of Research. And it was one of the two or three highlights of my life was working there. Just as Marina described the technicians at the Humane Society, this place was the same. I mean, dedicated. People actually were taking animals home and caring for them in ways that were me and were Marina. It's and that's – I fell in love with the field. Not necessarily animal research field, not necessarily the Humane Society field, caring for animals and being a proponent of their welfare. And so that's what my career has been. It's been about 45 years I've spent doing that.
Now, were you kind of semi-retired or retired, or what was
I retired from the state in last August 31st, actually. And my commitment was to take a year off and see if anything called me. And I didn't think anything would. I really like, retirement. It's kind of nice. I think everyone looks forward to it. But when I visited with the board after hearing about this position and walked through the facility and met the staff, I was hooked.
So where were you when you heard about the position?
I live in Albany.
Okay.
So it's a bit of a drive. But I have a friend who's from the area, knew about the situation, knows my background really well. We've known – my wife and I have been friends with her for almost 40 years. And she told me about the situation. I said, geez, I wouldn't mind coming down just to see what that opportunity would be about. And I heard that this Humane Society was flexible in bringing in folks that might have a different living situation but might be able to work with people who have that. And after the conversation, I said, oh, yeah, I want to be a part of this. And the improvements that might be needed in the facility are far outweighed by the staff dedication, the care, the focus of the board, and the community. And so, yeah, I want to be a part of this. Yes.
Well, Shauna, we, in the last year and a half, have seen the rocky ride that has been at the Oregon Coast Humane Society. And I think all of us that have been in the community have been waiting for that moment for things to sort of level out. And I think we're seeing that now. Do you believe that?
You can actually feel it. And we're tremendously excited. And you can see why I say these two people are really an answer to the board's prayers. We're looking up. We have some exciting things coming up. We all encourage everyone to stay tuned, to volunteer, to donate. And we look forward to being out in the community a whole lot more.
So what do you have any specific plans on facility upgrades and that? Because I know that there was some talk about wanting to do some improvements with the building, kind of keep that maintained. Is there anything specific that you guys have discussed?
We've discussed some of the things. Bob's on his big fifth day with us,
yeah,
and he is kind of going to lead that charge. Certainly we need to bring the facility up to date. It's almost 40 years old. It's been maintained. It's never been totally improved. And there's new standards in the 21st century that didn't exist in the 20th century that we need to address.
I also understand that you've been working with other groups to try to find homes for the animals who may have been long-term animals there. How's that working out?
It's working out great. We made a great partnership with a group out of Veneta. They've taken three of our long-term dogs who need to be behaviorally modified a little bit to make good pets. The place is just, I think, a great answer for those dogs, as well as Marina has been really right on the front lines in getting these animals a little bit better introduced into the community, making some changes to policies that get them out there and adopted. We adopted 30 cats in August.
Wow.
We've placed more than those three dogs as well. So we're looking forward to bigger and better things for our animals.
Marina, what do you think one of the biggest challenges is? Is it the socialization of the animals that are there with people? Is that one of the things you've noticed?
Well, somebody told me when I first walked through the facility that the person who started Oregon Coast Humane Society was more of a cat lover than a dog lover. And I don't know if that's true or not, but the dog facilities are extremely lacking. Not that they're, awful or anything, but it's just hard for the dogs to get enrichment there. And the staff does the best that they can with what they have. They teach them really cool tricks all the time. And when the dogs, especially the big dogs, are out in the yards with the staff, they are totally at ease, completely relaxed. But just getting an enrichment program in place is going to be a huge challenge. In addition to that, all of our policies need to be updated from, how volunteers sign in all the way up to how animals are handled. And that's going to be really challenging as well. But I'm excited to introduce some new programs that make it more welcoming for adopters to come in and interact with our animals, less stressful on the animals themselves, and hopefully this program will help animals get adopted more quickly so that their length of stay is shorter.
Is that what you mean by enrichment programs? I mean, well, or is there something specific when you say enrichment program?
Enrichment programs should be at every shelter. But so
give me an idea, kind of define what that
is. So enrichment programs basically just define like leisure time and thinking time, basically anything that gets an animal's mind out of their confinement. So for cats, that might be, you know, running through tubes on the floor or playing with other kittens. For dogs, that might be doing nose work, so like sniffing out treats in boxes, or they might be doing agility, or they could be, you know, learning new tricks with their handler, that sort of thing. I've found a lot of good resources from other shelters who implemented enrichment programs, and I'm just trying to figure out what'll fit best here at Oregon Coast.
So it's more than just the human version of time in the yard,
right,
so to speak.
Yeah. I mean, time in the yard is really beneficial. Walks are really beneficial. But, you know, dogs need more than that. And cats, too. They're feeling, emotional, thinking animals, just like we are. So they need time to de-stress and to get out their emotions and to stretch their legs. And that's more than just taking a walk.
Well, how do you feel about, like, for example, certain dogs are bred for certain things? They have to. Some dogs have to have a job.
Mm-hmm.
Do you take that into consideration when you're thinking about how the program is going to work for each individual breed of dog?
Yeah. The program is still in the infancy stages of its development at this point, but every single dog will be able to express their unique individual needs. For example, if we have a German Shepherd who's just whip smart, we have Olive Oil right now. We'll do everything we can to challenge that brain, to work that dog's body like they were bred to do, because overall that makes them a less stressed out animal, which makes them more adoptable.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing, I think, that you're doing there. Okay. Now, Bob, what about the facility there? What things do you see when you walk in that you say, okay, you know, we need to get this moving, get this prepared? I know you've only been here five mm-hmm. days, but mm-hmm. you must have a sense already.
Well, Marina mentioned the dog facility. And that obviously will be a primary focus for us. The cat facility also has some issues. There are some supports that we don't have as adequately as we'd like for, say, supporting the veterinary clinic that's within the facility. So we're looking at those things and at this point just starting to set priorities. We've identified a couple of architects and construction teams that we may invite in. We're still in the beginning stages. But to come in and just say, gee whiz, you know, there's a cool facility, we should do this. Or, boy, you got some land, we could do this. But it's all about, you know, funds. And that's the board's challenge right now is that. My challenge is to bring some folks in to present to the board. Marina's challenge is to continue to build the animal care team and to help me identify those areas that we're missing within the facility, especially the outside area with the dog runs themselves. We could improve those too. So there's a lot of challenges ahead of us, and just letting the community know that we're knee deep in it, but we're still trying to figure out the priorities and how we can go forward with the funding.
Now, Shauna, a couple of months back, there was an issue that was brought up, and I want you to explain what happened, if you can, with a kill versus no kill shelter. Now, there was never, maybe I shouldn't speak for you, but was there ever a thought of going to or taking away the no kill shelter aspect of it?
Never was there a thought. We've always been no kill. We will always continue to be no kill. I think there was maybe a discrepancy in the language somebody wanted to use, but it was still always no kill. Couple people in the community just took it upon themselves to try to expand on that and paint a negative picture. I just say we're all looking forward to our no-kill facility and a bigger, brighter future.
All right. Sounds like you guys got a good start on it. It's nice to meet both of you.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Now, are you going to travel, Bob? Is that how your work's going to be?
I will probably travel part of the time and stay in one of the local hotels part of the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But My last job was an hour and 40-minute commute. Well, this is an hour and 50, so it's the same old thing.
10 minutes, so, you know. That's an extra couple pages on a CD book.
It might be, but it's a much nicer drive, I'll tell you. Much nicer drive.
And, Marina, are you all settled in and everything? Or?
Yeah, I moved here in the middle of August and got a really nice little house in Dune City, and I'm just really happy to be here.
All right. Well, thank the three of you for being here. We have Shauna Roberts, who's the board president of the Oregon Coast Humane Society. Bob Murray is the new executive director. And I know Shauna described you to me as part-time, but mm-hmm. you know, you got a full-time job ahead of you.
I told her it was a full-time job.
And, of course, Marina Lewis. Yeah. Marina Lewis, our new shelter manager. Thank you all for being here. This is great news. I look forward to the great things that are going to be out there. And there are still a couple of naysayers that out there that are, you know, like to stir things up. So we'll have to put them to sleep here.
Well,
wait a minute. Wait. That's the wrong word. I didn't mean it that way. All right. Thank you all.
Thank you
very much.
Okay. I meant to say put it to rest, okay? And we'll put to rest Our Town, the September edition, right after this with a Festival of Books.